Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Weird week. We have tomorrow off for Veterans Day. I know a lot of stuff is shut down that day. I don't know if we've had this off in the past.
I don't remember the scenario.
I don't remember a midweek thing.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Forget about that, though.
What's going on?
How hard did you party this weekend? Let me hear it.
Not that hard.
We had
a lobster party on Saturday.
What? What do you mean? That's not hard?
A lobster party?
Yeah. My girlfriend, bought so much lobster.
Hi, Marianne.
Like whole lobsters? Live whole lobsters?
No, she went to like one of those places that will cook them for you and then, and pick them. So it was literally a pile of lobster meat. So we all chipped in, you know, she didn't have to buy all of it because it was... We each got like a pound of lobster after we ate all our lobster rolls and all the other just 1,000 things that she cooked because she's amazing. John and I brought home a pound of lobster. I made rolls yesterday too. It was a lobster weekend, my friends.
So you ate lobster with a shovel and you're happy about it.
Pretty happy.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. A lot of butter. A little bit of corn on the cob action, some slaw, some kind of potato thing.
After a weekend like that, are you like... pull up on lobster for a bit, or you could go right back at it this weekend?
I am. My lobster craving is satisfied for now.
Never enough.
I'm going to Boston later this month, though, you know, never Thanksgiving. Enough. See my cousin and go get some never enough situation.
Never.
It's never enough.
There's never enough lobster.
I know.
Come on, Maddie.
We were looking at the pile of lobster, and Mary Lee, this girlfriend of mine who went and got the lobster, she goes, do you think I overdid it? I'm like, if you think you did, I'll take whatever's left over.
Right.
If that's what you're thinking. Because you can actually freeze it. Once it's cooked, just freeze it.
Really?
Sure. Mm. They ship frozen lobster meat all the time. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I immediately finished it off yesterday, but you could if you had so much.
Freezing food is...
It's dicey.
It's not so much dicey. It's really more about will you... mark in your head that you have a legitimate meal that you packaged, put in the freezer, and need to eat in a reasonable period of time.
Yeah.
Before you pile more stuff on it.
Yes.
And then just throw it straight to the trash when you finally go, how long has this been in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's what you need John and a Sharpie for.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll make a soup and he'll put it into, you know, this is good for two bowls of soup. But it fills your freezer. I've always wanted, a garage, but a big one of those case freezers.
Fill it. Ask anybody.
Right.
We got a second fridge and we've filled it.
Yeah.
And you just go,
Those big, long, you know, they look like a coffin.
Oh, yeah. We grew up with
those. I was going to say, anybody who hunts knows about those.
Yeah. And we used to buy like half a cow every year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Butchered, and then we had steaks and everything.
And you got it all stacked in there.
Honestly,
if you're an organized person, you know, congratulations. I'm happy that that's all working out for you, but it's, I really feel like if it was left to me, it would be exactly what Vinny said. At some point, I'd just be like, okay, this thing is completely full. No one knows what's in it. Everything is frostburn, freezer burn.
To the trash.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my big part. So you, what, did you want to talk about that movie now?
I have a couple things for you.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe Maddie's got the story of the day. Do you have the story of the day?
What's the story of the day, you guys?
No, I put my tree up. That's it.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
So Saturday, I went and saw the play that my kid's been working hard on.
Yes.
And it was great.
Oh.
It was three hours.
Oh, no. That sounds like hell.
Oh,
that's awful.
I'll be honest.
Oh, boy.
You know, I realize that like 3 hours, there's an intermission. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But it's my kid. But in the end, watching every one of those kids, and I this is really how I feel. I'm not just trying to be watching them walk out and take their bows. I was so freaking proud of them, and they deserved every clap that people put their hands together for them for. And they were all beaming like, our first show is under our belt. We did it. And they're just, and I was like.
Is this through the school or is this
it's a
private company?
It's a youth theater company, so it's private. But I swear I was welling up watching them take their bows, and they're so like, you know, joyous. Like, we lived. It's amazing. And I just thought, oh, this is so great. So that was really cool. But what I was talking to you about was Saturday night.
Yes.
After the play.
Mm-hmm.
Got home, had some food, whatever. No, piles of lobster.
That's too bad.
Anyway, I put on a movie called Weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I've seen the poster and, you know, kids scare me in general. And now, like, whatever these demonically possessed children are, I was like, I don't know if that's for me.
What is this movie? I both loved and hated it.
Mm.
I was watching it Saturday night and turned it off.
Oh.
And was like, I'm going to finish this during the daytime.
Oh.
It is both. And by the way, you'll see her in the ads. This, I'm talking about the movie Weapons. It was available for free on my TV.
It was released August 6th. I guess this is a hit worldwide. It did 268 million.
It had a budget of 30.
It's great. They killed
it. So they've absolutely smashed what they could have even been hoping for.
I can't believe it came out 3 months ago. Is that, do I have that? No.
Yeah, it was it came out and then it went right to HBO, I believe.
Oh, well, one okay. Of
those so, I, like the villain.
Yes.
Is scary. So creepy looking and so scary. And I'm thinking, where do they find this lady? Like, someone must have just been under a bridge somewhere and gone, you are the most frightening human I've ever seen. It turns out, she's an actual actress who's been around for, her name's Amy Madigan.
Yeah.
Amy Madigan.
She created that character, I guess, with the people who do makeup. She's what nightmares are made of, especially when the wig is off.
Oh boy. I think does she look kind of like redheaded?
Yes.
Ronald McDonald?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like you wonder.
She's a very regular looking lady in real life.
In real life, you wouldn't imagine that she could do that to herself.
She was big in the 80s.
She's married to Ed Harris.
Yeah.
She was in Uncle Buck, Field of Dreams, Gone Baby Gone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In the end, I can't recommend this movie because it's too freaking creepy.
Oh, really?
But I loved it.
I can recommend it.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I gave it 5 stars.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
It's so intense, and there are scenes that shouldn't be that gnarly, but like at the dinner table, there's this scene where she's letting her kid know, I'm in charge now and I can make things happen. That, and then there's just this thing starts happening and you're like, make them stop. I don't want to watch anymore, but they don't stop. And
The
kids is for, and like, and there's kids. It's so you loved it.
I loved it. And I'm very creeped out by children. Like your 3 hour play is my personal hell.
Yeah,
I'd be clapping at the end too. Thank God,
funny.
It's over.
It ended, and I did love it, and I love my kid's performance, and I have 10,000 focused pictures of just her.
Yes,
like a million of them.
Aww.
So me and Edie, because I was with her, and Mom had been volunteering at the event.
I see.
We split, and I get a text from Mama, and she goes, "You didn't wait around to see Isla after the show? She's looking for you."
Oh,
and I'm like, I watched the show, and then we got in the car and we drove home. And I was like,
you didn't have like a bouquet for her or something? Like to?
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
We should have talked about that during Tech Week.
What do you mean?
The expectations of the dad on opening night.
Yeah.
I didn't. I guess I.
It's gone. It's gone.
You need to buy her flowers on the way home if you haven't already. For real.
All right. I mean, I don't.
The expectation is that there's going to be some celebration with the people who came to see it.
I didn't know that.
It's an adulation. Coming out in your makeup and your hair half done.
That's the best part?
Yeah.
That's the part you're done, and now you throw yourself into your daddy's arms.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did not know that. So, yes,
Well, la, 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 la.
I didn't try to run for it. I was just, all right, and Edie was feeling the same. Like, we both had ants in our pants. Let's walk these off on the way to the car.
It has been 3 hours.
It has been 3 full hours. My goodness.
I think you gave it enough time.
Did you
even check in with Christina, like, as you were departing, or she had to call you later?
Sitting together. I mean, I got up and we.
Oh, split. I thought Christina was working like the booth out front.
No, she was working.
Got it.
And she came and sat with us Anyway, all right, I'll get flowers. Easy. But I didn't know to stay.
This is it's not your first rodeo. I mean,
but I don't know ever what I'm supposed to do.
Mm.
We were a little split up on that particular. Usually we go together, and mm-hmm. so I know where I'm supposed to stand. I don't know. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah,
I loved it.
You did your part.
I clapped as loud and cheered as loud as I possibly
could. You are
could.
Loud.
I was going for it.
Woo!
If there's a fan award, I'm in the running.
Well, not
you
now.
Were.
Yeah.
Right up until you left and didn't hang around for autographs.
You were so close.
You took it all the way to the hoop and
close.
You missed.
So close. There'll
never be a picture of her.
I missed the layup.
Makeup.
You missed the layup.
Are there any more performances? Maybe you could just go at the very end. And
there are a bunch more. I'll go again. I went to the first one, and then I'm going to go to one next weekend.
Mm. Oh.
But
3 more hours.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot.
Oh.
But it's also very cool. A lot of talent in those
singing?
Little
kids. Is it a musical?
It's The Little Mermaid. It's
all the songs. That's right. Mm.
What is Isla's part?
She's part of the school of fish. What's a flounder?
Yeah.
She's part of the school of fish with flounder. There's like flounder, and then there's like a few other fish that are dressed like flounder.
She's fish number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's also.
I know it well.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then she was also someone else. She did some dancing with a spoon. Oh, in the kitchen scene, you know, where they're trying to get the lobster?
Leh. Whoa. So,
is that a lobster?
It's not. It's a crab.
Oh, the one they're trying to get the crab.
Mm.
Anyway. And the Niners lost. Oh, man.
That wasn't much of a game.
Well, we were just. Our defense is not bad, but the Rams' offense was on fire.
They're a very good team.
Very, and they had all their at full strength, and we were not.
I'm sorry.
West Virginia won, though.
Woo-hoo. Sort of the Pats.
Oh, yeah, I know. The Pats beat the Bucs.
Streak, on fire.
And the Bucs kicked off and did within 2 minutes, they had their first touchdown. I was like, oh, well, I guess the streak had to end at some point, but no. What week is it? I think we're 6-2.
I think you're
7-2.
I think you're 8-2.
Oh my god, crazy!
Which, as I was writing, and we should start any second now. Yeah. As I was writing the date on my little paper with my notes, I went Monday, November 10th, not October.
I know
it's already November 10th, everybody.
I can't believe we're this deep into November already. I mean,
that's
it really
what I'm saying.
It's nuts. Okay. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right after this, it turns out too big is a thing, Vinny. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.